Welcome to Shomach Shalom on the Dash, your sponsor, Linishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Emzayim. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings a story with Rish Lakish, who sold himself to the Ludoi, or the cannibals, the ones that eat people. And he knew that they're going to give him a last wish in the last day. And he had with him a sack and a stone. And his request was that he wanted to hit them with a sack, a chayosu upalgo, a hit and a half. So he put them down, he hit each one, they all died, they got upset, and he said, you still owe me a half a maka, because he was able to kill them with one maka only. And that's how he was able to run away. And the shayla is, what is this maisa telling us? What is the story? What's the point of the story? What's the oimek of the story? So the Maharal here comes out, in very short words, the Maharal says, the Rish Lakish did this because of midas tuvah, because of his good. He knew that these people are terrible people that will cause harm. So he wanted to get rid of them. And that's why he allowed himself to be captured by them and able to kill them. Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen adds in the Koras HaShavim, Oisiyut, he goes on in length to go to explain the Maaseh. And he says that this happened after Rish Lakish did Tshuva, not like Tosfos says in the Sugya. But when Rish Lakish did Tshuva, Rish Lakish had a thought. He knew he was a listing. He knew that he was a thief. He knew there was a purpose for his listus. All the bad things that he did was to cleanse and clean the world, similar to what the Maharal says. He did things to make the world a better place, take away all the bad. But he wasn't 100% sure if that's the case or not. So therefore, he allowed himself to be captured by the Ludoi. And he told himself like this, says the Tzadok, whatever I did was good for the world, so Kadosh Baruch Hu meseyeh me to be able to get out. But if what I did was wrong, so now I'll be punished by this Ludoi. That was the cheshbon of Rish Lakish, and that's how he was able to clarify that what he did was the right thing. And that's al derech hapshat, but doesn't explain yet what is the makar and a half that Rish Lakish referred to. In the name of the Baal Shem Tov, it was brought down a gevaldic idea. The Baal Shem Tov says the idea of Rish Lakish selling himself to Ludoi really refers to the fact that a person has a yetzer hara who tries to eat him up. And what Rish Lakish is trying to do is to go into the Ludoi, into the Yetzer Hara, and overcome it. Kill his Yetzer Hara. Be able to overcome his Yetzer Hara. When a person is able to be Oivet, the Mizgaber on his Yetzer Hara, he becomes a Tzaddik. But then there's another Yetzer Hara that's left. He feels so good about himself. He feels, look what I did. I was able to overcome all my Typhus, all the Kinna, all the Kovit. Gevaldik, I'm so special. I am such a tzaddik. That in itself is a gaiva. And that is another avoid that a person has to do, which is not as strong as the other ones. He's not completely eliminating this koyach. He's just taking it a little bit, coming b'mokom ha'memutzo. That a tzaddik is oichel l'soiv ha'nafsho. He does what he's supposed to do, not too much, not too little. He does it not killing the yetzer hara, but he gives him the azuz, the gedusha, to do the right thing, but not to feel too good about the avoda. And that middle ground, that's the half a mako that Rish Lakish refers to. Rish Lakish says, I have to give a mako and a half. There's a mako, I have to kill the koyach hasara. But then there's another half a mako that's keneged, that koyach hasara that pushes a person to do the right thing. He uses it the right way. If you don't use it for bad, use it only for good. He's hoifich the yetzara to yetzer toiv. That's a half a mako, which is another stage of the avoda. And according to Chasam Sofer, that's the pshat in the Hemshech Gemara. The Gemara shows that Rish Lakish, he was living a life where he was very satisfied with what he had. He needed more than what he needed. He was sameach betuv bechelkoi, because that's the avoid of doing what you need, but not feeling too good about it. That's the avoid according to the Baal Shem Tov. The Chasam Sofer also goes in a similar mahaloch that we talk over here about his gabrus and yetzer hara. And he explains the chayosu palko, the makar and a half, what he's referring to. There is a way to be mizgaba yetzer hara in a way which is complete big mako. And that is toiro and kriya shma. A person does that, he overcomes the yetzer hara. Then there's another way. It's not the best way. It's only a half a mako. And that's to remind oneself of yoyim hamiso. That doesn't overcome the yetzer hara in such a powerful way like toiro and kriya shma. But it's still helpful for someone that is not able to use his Torah and Kriya Shema. Rish Lakish did not have to get to that. Rish Lakish, by doing Torah and Kriya Shema, he was able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. He did not have to use Yom HaMiso. And with that, he brings the name of his Rebbe, the Aflo, that said that when Yitzchak tells Esav, Hine no zakanti lo yadati yoy moisi. I got old, I don't know the day of Miso. Says the Aflo, what does it mean? Yitzchak says, I never had to remind myself of Yoy Miso. Because without reminding myself, I had Torah and Kriya Shema to protect me from the Yetzer. I did not have to use that half a mako called Yom HaMiso. Says that the Pshat here in Rish Lakish, that he had one mako to kill the bad. He did not have to use the half a mako. So we learned here a few Pshatim, Gdoi Le'adoris, to explain this very difficult Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shom HaShova email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomhashova@gmail.com.